You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
I think the show needs a second coat of varnish.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why are you saying that? What, you think we're unvarnished?
No.
They said we were unvarnished.
No, it said that the unvarnished truth, so right. I think we need another coat of varnish.
Gotcha.
Because apparently no one knows that we are slick and varnished. Hey, what's going on? You know, I mean, this is like another kind of cloudy, misty kind of morning. Not misty, but, you know, kind of foggy. I don't know what it is. What is it out there?
The humidity is high again.
That's it. It's
the dew point.
Thick cuts of humidity.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's awful out there.
We got partly cloudy skies. Yeah. We're at 69 degrees, according to the WMDX window thermometer. Yeah. And what about your Samsung watch? Do you want to check it early
watch?
Here? Let's see.
Well, I guess we could.
Yeah, and see what the temperature is.
It's always on.
When the sunset will be tonight. And
currently,
things like that.
Currently 70 degrees, according to the Samsung.
Okay.
Official WMDX weather watch.
And what about the afternoon?
High of 87.
87, okay.
87. And a low tonight around 69. So if you're concerned, you know, that's something to be concerned about.
Okay. Do we even want to get into the sunset at all, or no? Is it not even worth it at this point?
I can promise you it's never going to go over 841. It's not going to go over that. Now it's a downhill slide from here.
Okay. Well, let's check the bar dice. Do you have the bar dice handy, or did we lose those?
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
we got both.
I wish it wasn't so wimpy when we slam it down on the table.
Well, you know, Dom is stronger than he appears. Don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Well, there's an 8 and a 5, so I think
nice.
That's 85. Yep. 85 for a high.
Yeah.
Could get even warmer and muggier. And we do expect some showers, maybe some thunderstorms along the way. So we'll watch out for that.
So
here it is Thursday. A little bit later on, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, all about education.
Well, yeah, I hope to get to a question I wanted to ask last week about why there are so many more liberals in the teaching business.
Really?
I want to get to that. Just a quick question.
Okay.
May take another half hour. But a quick question nevertheless. And then, of course, we've got a few other questions pertaining to some of the podcasts that they have dropped over the week. You know, you can listen to the Busted Pencils podcast on your own, but I have a few questions from those shows, and we'll get to those and dissect what education is all about.
Well, you hold on to those questions for a minute, my friend, because a little bit later on, we'll talk to Jim Santel, and he'll, you know, straighten us out on what's happening with the Supreme Court. It seems like their term should be coming to an end for the, you know, the summer. Soon, we keep talking about, but they've got so many cases.
The sad thing.
I think they're open 24/7 now. Just bring them in and get them out.
Well, you know, the problem here is we are going to talk to Jim Santel this morning.
Yeah.
But today is like the big day they release all the other decisions.
Is that right?
So that will happen after we talk to Jim Santel.
Well, he can give us a preview then.
Maybe we can get him on earlier in the week next week. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Something like that.
We can talk about that.
Maybe we can create a new segment for him, the guy who can predict what the Supreme Court is going to say.
That would be
the great Karnak of lawyers.
That's a great idea. Let's talk to him about that.
That'll blow his credibility.
Don, what's happening in your world? You told me right before we started the show that you played pickleball yesterday.
Yes, and then you told me right before the show that you and John yes. want to play pickleball as well.
We
I
do.
Know.
That is, really?
That's what Gordy said.
Yeah.
Me want to play pickleball?
Come on, man. Get out once in a while, you know? Move it around. So it was it's somewhere in Middleton, right?
It was somewhere in Middleton. I don't have the exact park, but it was right next to my apartment. Played with my roommate. And it was just a fun time. You know, the dew point was really dew pointing yesterday because I was getting sweaty. And it was just, it just wasn't a good.
Well, it doesn't take long to get sweaty outside.
Yeah.
Where are you live in Middleton?
I do live in Middleton.
Oh,
yes.
Well,
I live at, I can't.
It's over by you there, hey. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, is it down by the gas station?
It is down by the gas station. By that one gas station. Right, over there. Yeah.
Right up from
the,
one,
the corner?
The corner there? Restaurant.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Right off that street. Right off that street.
That's good.
Okay.
It's good to know.
So do you know the rules of pickleball, or were you just out there slamming it around just for fun?
Are there rules?
There are rules. It's I don't know them real well. We were kind of just going with the flow. But we ended up, you know, playing a game all the way up to 21. So it took us an hour and a half. It took
oh
us
God.
Forever. And at the end of it, you're shaking your head. I don't even know why we did it. After that
Something
hour and a half, it was not worth it.
You can always change the final number.
Up your own rules.
Go up to 7 and make it a more manageable game.
Easy day.
Pickleball. I don't know what it is. I don't know what pickleball is. It's
like,
scary to me.
It's a cross of tennis and ping pong. I mean, it's just, you know, it's an easy, it's a smaller court than tennis.
It's a wiffle ball instead of just like a tennis ball or something, a lighter ball.
I have an allergic reaction to getting into fads. I have... It's a popular thing, and I don't fall into popular things very well.
Okay.
I just,
I
rebel.
Okay. That's your excuse.
That's my excuse. Okay. You believe that?
Well, what did you guys do last night? You could ask me. What did you guys do last night?
Let's see. What did I do?
Boy,
I don't know.
You get that kind of response, let's move on to the next topic.
What's happening with our new game? What's worse, or what is it called again?
You mean would you rather?
Would you rather? Yes. Which is just kind of like what's worse, but we named it something else.
We totally didn't copy them at all. Yeah, not at all.
No, we would never do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather? Do you have theme music for this?
Yes, I have some.
Okay.
I do have some theme music.
Right,
okay. Whoa! I just completely cut out.
What happened there?
Sorry.
Okay.
All right. So. First question.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have to sleep for 15 hours a day or only be able to sleep 2 hours a night?
Well, that's an easy one for me because I only sleep 2 hours a night. So that's what I do. I could never sleep 15 hours.
Well,
15 hours.
I got 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Did you?
Last night.
I think I got the same.
What? I'd much rather sleep 15
hours.
What
would you rather
do? Point.
I would do 15 hours.
Which,
Gordy, you're on your
sleep
own.
Sleep your life away, man.
It's worth it. You know what I mean?
Come on.
All right. Second question.
Oh, there's more.
Okay.
There is more. There's two more questions.
Yeah,
we
got a number of questions.
We got to keep it going here.
I see. That's why this is different. Yeah. Okay.
Would you rather be in extreme heat but in a snowsuit? Or extreme cold, but in a swimsuit. Which one would you?
Where do you come up with?
Could you repeat that again? I got lost.
Yes, I'll repeat the question. I'll repeat it slowly.
Okay.
You
drifted off to sleep after that last question.
Well, my attention span is just so long.
Okay. What's the question again?
So, would you rather be in extreme heat, but in a snowsuit, or an extreme cold in a swimsuit?
Cold swimsuit.
I don't like this question.
Cold swimsuit.
There's no good option.
I can't handle heat.
You have to choose. Gordy, you have to choose one. If you have to choose one,
I'll do the snowsuit.
You're not going to have to go through it.
I guess. Snowsuit in the heat.
Snowsuit.
Yeah.
Okay, I would do the same too. So, or at least we're unanimous about that. I would. Yeah, I think I would.
Okay. What is a snowsuit?
More like a snowmobile suit. You know.
Yeah.
So you would rather wear a hot outfit in
In the heat.
In the heat.
Then a swimsuit.
Then
in
a
the
swimsuit
cold.
In the cold.
Yeah, if it's like
but you
degrees.
Haven't even defined cold.
Well,
you know, I'm just thinking a chilled room of some sort.
I would say like 20 degrees or below.
Yeah, look, I'm looking way too deep into this.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go to the next one. Shrinkage involved with that. No, let's move on.
Shrinkage.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Third and final question.
Yes.
Would you rather always have damp socks or always have a pebble in your shoe?
Why do you have damp socks?
These are always just like...
okay.
All right. I'll go with the damp socks since I get my socks damp every morning playing with the border collie in the yard.
Yeah, I got to go along with that. I couldn't take a pebble in the shoe.
All right, so this is where we're disagreeing. I'm going pebble in the shoe.
Really?
I feel like I have a pebble in my shoe probably right now.
No kidding.
Damp socks, I just can't do it. My feet would smell bad. I wouldn't be able to do it.
So you feel like you have a pebble in your shoe now?
I do feel like I have a pebble in my
all
shoe.
All the time? Or?
Yes, especially in that garage. Whenever I walk out of my car in that garage, I always feel like I end up getting some pebbles in my shoe.
But do you, or is it just a feeling that you have?
Bad shoes?
Because you might have a problem with your foot
or your shoes.
No, not right now, but I always end up once a week having a pebble in my shoe at some point.
Do you live in a gravel pit? What's the matter with you? Why would you get a pebble in your shoe? Where do you find pebbles?
How low are your shoes?
My shoes are really low. I have really low shoes.
Wear tighter shoes or something.
Okay. I got to buy some new pairs of shoes.
Okay. All right. We'll try to help you out with that. That's today's edition of Would You Rather, brought to you by Dom Lee, our producer extraordinaire.
Yeah, okay. Came up with something very interesting.
Yes. That's good. Coming up right around the corner, Sarah is going to be here with us from Wings Over Madison.
Yes,
actually, why don't we have her come in right now?
Mark texted us. Okay. He said, is Dom going to know the Karnak reference that I gave earlier? Do you know what Johnny Carson's Karnak was?
Johnny Carson.
I do know Johnny Carson, but I don't know what that reference means. I'm too young. I'm way too young.
Okay. We'll have to pull out some Karnak for you. Karnak was a character that he created that would see into the future, and he would answer the questions before the questions were revealed.
Well, he would get an answer, and then he'd ask the question, I think.
So he's like Jim Santel on the new
Well, that's what we want Jim Santel to do. We want him to do a Karnak impression. a professional lawyer.
Well, he was in the entertainment business, though, before he
That's right, he was an actor.
Was he really?
Wow. Yes, he's done a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he played a crime boss and... No, I'm just kidding.
No, but he did do some acting. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. It's 18 minutes past the hour. If you'd like to chime in with anything, you can give us a call. 608-879-8255 is our number. 608-879-TALK. Of course, you can always get a hold of us on the Civic Media app, which is free to download, free to use always. You can go on the app, select WMDX, and then on that app, we do get voice notes now. Voice notes are a new popular thing. We have a
Very
sample
popular.
Of one of the voice notes handy there.
Did we have one? I don't think we got any new ones, so let's just skip past this one.
No, we definitely have one. Okay. Let me see if I can find something.
Well, I don't know if you should even try.
Out of time.
You know,
I don't know.
We're really late.
Let's just stick to Jordy.
Tell that John Peterson fella he ought to mind his own damn business and shut his pie hole once and for all.
That guy seems to be on with
he
it.
He seems That's to know good. What he's talking about.
I think so. All right, 19 minutes past the hour. When we return, we'll talk to Sarah from Wings Over Madison. They're reopening here.
Yes.
And we'll find out about that. And I think she brought some free samples,
really?
Too.
Really?
Yeah, wings, first thing in the morning.
Oh,
why not?
I love that.
John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, everybody! Come on, come on! Hey, this is Madison's rock and roll dentist, Chris Kammer. You know, a vote for John and Gordy as best radio team in Madison is a vote for better dental hygiene.
Why? I was hoping you'd ask. Because they make you smile. I know that smiling is a good thing.
So be sure
to vote for John and Gordy in the Best of Madison poll from Madison Magazine. And don't forget to floss every day. And you know what? Get back on the sugar. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, he's there.
Chris Cammer.
He's been taking care of our teeth for years, decades.
Yes, that's dentist, the rockin' dentist.
The rock and roll dentist, yeah.
Chris Cammer. Yeah, thank you for that endorsement. If you'd like to help out, you know, there's a few more days to vote for us for Best of Madison, Best Radio Team. And you can go right to our website, WMDXradio.com, and click on the banner that says Best of Madison. You can also click on our friends' banner, Sugar River Pizza. They're up for Best Pizza, I believe, is the category.
They've won a number of times already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can check that out as well. And we're going to be doing some pizza parties coming up this summer with Sugar River Pizza.
And that's going to be fun.
It's going to be
advanced. It really is. Catherine wonders now, Dom, do you live in a gravel pit? Is that
Well, that was the question I asked.
Yeah,
and that answer is yes. I do. I do. All right. Well, now you guys know.
Kind of thought
so. You outed me.
All right.
You have a band down there?
Okay. Well, don't shoot any dogs while you're down there.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's move on. 24 minutes past the hour. And Sarah joins us from Wings Over Madison. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I always like the name of the place because it's Wings Over, and then you just add the city or the location, right?
A little bit closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you all set up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Sarah, you just reopened on Tuesday?
We did on Tuesday.
Okay. Why were you, you were closed for a little while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we heard a Madison. We let you down. The wings weren't crispy. The tenders weren't juicy. We were inconsistent. And so our flavor was unforgettable.
Yeah.
And so we believe that Madison deserves better. And we closed our doors. We retrained. We rebuilt. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, we obsessed over every single detail.
Great. And now you're reopened.
We are reopened. Excellent. And so happy.
The different ways to prepare what you have, the wings and the tenders, all redone, reformulated the way you cook and prepare them and then present them in the amount of time from the cook to the table, right?
Yeah. So retraining on all recipes.
Yeah.
And making sure our team is up to speed, consistency.
Now, you're located at near UW Hospital, right? On University Avenue?
2739.
Okay. Yeah.
Right across from the VA Hospital and Children's.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So that's a convenient location.
Yeah, totally.
Easy to get to.
And it's not so much saving the business, but it's saving something that Madison has loved and we love.
We love wings here. And this is kind of interesting, you know, a business to admit something like this, you know, close down, reformulate because maybe it wasn't as popular because you didn't get the exact recipe the way people like wings in this town prepared and chicken tenders as well. And it's, you know, they're a staple food here in town anyway. So, you know, it's great to have a reformulation. So what do you think that you've changed in this way, you know, as far as like, you know, breading or sauces, what took place?
So it's really just retraining on the recipe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we really want to gain trust back, so much that we're giving away chicken, for 5 days.
Wait a minute, right now? Really?
Yes. So, at open on the 24th through the 29th,
mm-hmm.
Listeners and the community, Badger Country, can get a 3 tender pack or a 6 boneless pack. And a pack includes, stay with me, guys.
Okay.
Includes French fries.
Yeah.
Your choice of 17 different flavors.
Yeah.
And ranch or blue cheese. Which one are you?
Okay. Ranch. I'm definitely ranch.
I kind of like the blue cheese as a dip. But also, do you have the hot sauces?
So, yes. So, spicy, tangy, savory.
I like anything with lime in it. So, That's where I'm at.
Okay. So we have a limited time offer flavor right now called Chili Lime. It's a dry rub.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's absolutely
really?
Delicious.
Yes. Dry rubs. I love dry rubs.
Right. So our offer, you can get one per day.
Mm-hmm.
One per day, right? And the hardest decision is which flavor.
Yeah.
You do have to make a small purchase, so any purchase. So buy a drink and get your whole entire meal for free.
Wow.
Yeah, one per day until the 29th.
The 29th.
Yep. So three more days here, including today.
Yeah, okay. So order online on the website. Mm-hmm. The promo code is MADPACK25. Okay. MADPACK25.
And what's the website?
Wingsover.com.
That's it, wingsover.com. And then what's the code again?
MADPACK25.
MADPACK25. Write that down, Dom. Okay. We don't want to miss anything. Okay,
nope, I'm on it.
All right. And
no, wait, is this for delivery? To go?
It's to go. Absolutely. Okay. You can dine in as well.
Okay. All right.
And okay, we're out of time here, Sarah. But thanks for coming in, and we appreciate you. I see you brought some wings here.
And I did.
We'll have to
boneless
get to those
wings.
During the commercial breaks. We'll break into those. You know, good luck with the reopening.
Yeah.
And again, we appreciate you stopping
this
by.
This smells so fantastic, so we're going to have to try it out and let you know what we think, okay?
Yes, please.
So wingsover.com, and you can take it from there. MADPACK, what was it?
MADPACK 25. Okay. Or you can 25. Follow us on Instagram at eatwingsover.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's the easy way to do it. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you. Yeah. And good luck with the reopening.
Thanks so much.
I'm going to have my Gen Z kids call in and order some.
Are you?
Definitely, okay. Yes.
Very
I know
good.
They'll love it.
All right.
Yeah.
29 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll be talking with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
This is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Listen, when you vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison, mm-hmm. it's like voting for brats, the Packers, mm-hmm. the Badgers,
right.
or cheese.
What?
Yeah, that's John and Gordy. Cheesy.
Thanks, Pam.
Yes, WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused, and they are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out today. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can get a free hearing test to get you started and then make an appointment. And again, they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Time once again for Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and so many things to talk about from your podcast
yeah.
that I listened to last night, and I was just fascinated by the subject matter. But let's go back to last Thursday when we were talking about the balance of liberal or conservative teachers in colleges and in schools. And my question has always been, and this is like, you know, maybe 5 or 6 decades old, this question, what happens when you have more liberals in all of these schools? I mean, is it a natural thing that a more liberal person would go into teaching, wanting to educate the future of our country? Or is it, I'm not quite sure what makes it out of balance? Why do we have more liberal teachers in the profession?
Well, you're going to ask that question now. And,
yes.
Okay, you know, breaking news here.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's a long, deep, dark secret plot that has been orchestrated over the years to install liberal Marxist socialists in positions to influence the youth of America to get them to become communists.
So it's been true all along here.
yeah. So you just were the first one, John, to finally ask the question directly. And here we are now. So now it's fully out in the open. And, the evil plot has been revealed. And now we know that, yes, there's been the deep state has been at it for years, making sure that liberals dominate the teaching profession to make sure that the influence of deep, dark socialist communism. And you can see how successful we've been.
I was going to say, how successful has that been?
Yeah. You can see that, living under a incredibly hardcore capitalist society. We haven't been that good at it, have we?
No, we haven't really been good. Not in a successful propaganda program. Indoctrination has not worked after all.
Man! you know what, though? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that does say there's something about the nature of people who go into some form of like a helping profession.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
That just is to say, liberals we're just better helpers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
there's a sense of that. And so it's like, is it political ideology or is it just the reality that they're just better human beings?
Well, I can answer that specifically. Yes. But, there have been very good conservative instructors out there as well. We've had a few in the state that have been participating in politics as well. And
right.
They're very fair. So I do want to say that there are some out there like that. But my impression was always that there was an empathy. There was a drive to help other people out. And that's why they went into teaching. It was a dedicated profession as well. And I think a lot of politicians at some point took advantage of their dedication.
Right.
By not helping education enough or paying teachers enough, and they just knew that the teachers would show up anyway or donate most of their time, their private time, to help their students out. So I think, it's one of those professions where they've been taken advantage of and not paid what they should have been paid all along. And it's because they have a dedication to it, and I think conservatives know that, and they took advantage of that particular quality in an individual.
But you made a great point, though, too. It's like, okay, there are great conservative teachers, and maybe that's the problem, is trying to say that, teachers are, there's so many of them are just liberal or Democrats and going, how about it's just actually it's not a good conservative teacher. It's not a good liberal teacher. Good teachers.
Yes.
Actually are... in one way, undefinable. It just so happens that more cut across, quote, party lines for some reason that, more Democrats are teachers. But when you say, hey, I know some really good conservative teachers, I would say that maybe our problem is that, let's just talk about what are good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I say the same thing. I know some, quote, Republican teachers who are really good, and what is it? It's they care. They care a lot.
That's it.
And so they might just have a bit of a different of a political ideologies. But John, I think you're right, though. It's very easy, though, to take that, statistical demographic that says, oh, my God, 82% of teachers in the state of Wisconsin are registered Democrats. Therefore, that means that, it's infested by liberal indoctrinators.
Exactly. It's a plot.
It's a plot, as opposed to saying, no, it's just a fact of demographic kind of population that says, more teachers are Democrats. It doesn't mean anything, therefore nothing. Mm-hmm. It just is, therefore there are more Democratic teachers. That's it.
And I think there's also a possibility that, being conservative, you're more capitalistic and you don't make the kind of money that you could make in the private sector as opposed to in the public sector as an instructor or as a teacher.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh,
well, that didn't go
that...
over well. All right, let's go on. Let's move on to the next bunch of questions, because now, in fact, this is a perfect tie-in. We were talking about DEI. You were talking about it in your podcast, and the fact that you have students that may respond in a very conservative way to an assignment that you give them, and how do you respond to that if, in fact, that particular response in an assignment is contrary to, you know, fact.
Reality. Well, so this is, you know, we brought this up because it you know, this is a real case in the University of Florida system. This was documented in the New York Times. A second year law student wrote a paper and won an award for laying out an originalist argument to the Constitution that said, you know, hey, the reality is that only white people should be voting. And sorry, that's just what the original founders wanted. And he wasn't arguing, from the standpoint of going, you know, this is a historical fact. He was saying the fact is, and in fact, today, if we're in violation of our Constitution by letting anybody other than white people vote. And he won an award, and the issue is going like, how did that happen? Yeah. And Johnny and I brought up though the point that saying, like, when, you know, so teacher education is accredited. And one of our the accreditors typically had language, and this happened to me directly, and also Johnny, you listened to the show. But, you know, this is maybe 15 years ago, I had a student who wrote a paper that indicated that she had a problem with diversity and that it wasn't her job as a teacher to identify and be a non-racist. She felt that that was pushing up against her. But our accreditation literally says one of the things you have to do is help teachers not be racist.
And yes.
Yeah. You know, like, we don't want racist teachers. And so how do you do it? And so, you know, I brought the student, we talked about it, talked to the faculty, and we had a conversation about, you know, what is it that's driving you to think this way? You know, as a teacher, all of the students in front of you, are supposed to, and in fact, your job is to elevate every one of them, you know, and not be a racist. And that was actually something we were supposed to do, because if not, if the accreditors found out that we were letting racists slip through the cracks, we could be in violation of accreditation.
Yeah.
But now in 2025, I'm pretty sure that I would have been the problem in that situation today, because how dare I, you know, infringe on the human right of a teacher to be a racist.
Right. Exactly. I know it's
okay. Living in a bizarro world again. Up is down, like, left is right.
Gordy, you look like you're like, what's going on
I'm
in the
befuddled.
World?
Yes. Well, here, that's my usual look.
But here's the thing. It, with this new policy on DEI and anti-DEI, what we're looking at is normalizing racist points of view. We can't call into question any of that, or else we would be trying to indoctrinate that conservative thought.
Yes. Yeah. God forbid we would take a racist point of view and hopefully help them understand that you shouldn't do that.
Right.
You know, and what's more striking in this case particularly is this is a very, potentially, you know, a second year law student putting forward an argument that was trying to say to, you know, look, if I'm going to go out and practice law, here's kind of the ideology I'm going to be coming from, which is white people, we're in charge of the world. And in fact, you go in and dig deeper, and you find that the student is, you know, vehemently racist, yeah. makes incredibly anti-Semitic social media posts. Mm-hmm. And but we came back at it and saying, you know, what was to me the more troubling was the fact that the University of Florida system took a position of what they called institutional neutrality.
Wow. Wow. Not okay. good. What doesn't is, sound good to
what
me.
What does that mean?
Okay. You know. Right. Well, I just think about it, you know, because I know we're coming up on a break. Yep. But yeah, what does that mean?
We will ponder that and maybe try to come up with an answer when we come back.
Yes, it after the break.
6:48. We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And we will continue the conversation in just a few moments. Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning, and the American dream is killing me. You know, this indoctrination program that the liberals had is just not working, and it is frustrating as hell. All right, we're going to get to that in just a few moments with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, but first,
it's 6:53, we've got partly cloudy skies. 69 degrees, highs today in the mid to upper 80s. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms along the way. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, and they still provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, with two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information. We got a text and a phone call here. Let's read the text.
All right.
First.
The text from Matt Middleton. Teaching tends to require empathy, and conservatives have little of that, and they care more about money. So teaching isn't attractive to them. Mm-hmm. And now let's go to the phones for Mark. What do you got for us today, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, I'd point out that I don't think it says in the Constitution that whites only can vote. I mean, I think it was just... they thought it was supposed to be, you know, what, how much land you owned. And I'd also point out, we have amended our Constitution since then, you know, both to allow, you know, yes. women to vote, direct election of senators, other things as well. You know, 18-year-olds allowed to vote because, you know, this young person probably maybe not would be allowed to vote. I don't know if he was 21 years or older, older not yet to vote. When he penned this nonsense that, and I'd point out to him that in the days of the ancient Greeks, I mean, the Greeks thought that anybody who wasn't Greek was a barbarian. I mean, that, and the Romans had similar attitudes for it, and had nothing to do with color. It had just to do with if you were a Roman or not. That, so I mean, relying on this nonsense of, you know, racism in itself is just ridiculous because we all sprung out of Africa.
Yeah.
Even at the during the Constitutional Convention, you know, Madison was positing in the Federalist Papers that how barbaric slavery was, and that probably in 20 years it would have been gone. That and because, you know, people would recognize the barbarity of it, but apparently we did not do that. I mean, that so it's just we have to reject this whole notion of of inequality as the natural order of things. And I mean, let's face it, DEI means diversity, equity, and inclusion, which includes conservatives.
Yeah.
Good point, Mark.
Well, we're finding out. We're finding that out now. You know, Lyndon McMahon, of course, you know, demanding that there be more conservative professors. Well, that's and I think she even used the word diversity. So
I
know Voss has used the word diversity as well, as he withholds funding from the UW at this point because it's too woke, it's too left, and some reforms have got to be taken. And it's just, it, again, this anti-diversity thing that they have is not working out. They can't stick with it, you know?
You say that they're actually moving in the real diversity direction, which is mandating their diversity overrides your diversity.
That's right.
Okay. Yes. Okay. You know, the problem is that, again, liberals define diversity as inclusive of all people, when really diversity means excluding everybody except conservatives.
Right.
And so, you know, if you want real diversity, University of Wisconsin system, you can have more money if you eradicate liberal diversity and install conservative diversity.
There's a right and a wrong. And
now, apparently. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. You know what, though? What Mark was saying, though, too, again, back to the, you know, the facts of this originalist paper, and saying, well, like, look, history doesn't bear out because, you know, we have amendments that said, you know, no, we're actually including all these people. But, you know, the originalist is that he comes back and says, OK, you know, we wouldn't have had all of these people voting in favor of these new amendments if we would have stuck with the originalist, you know, only white men could be the ones that would vote. It is crazy. What we did, though, too, just on that, is to say it would be an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
To talk about the history of who did write these things and what were they potentially thinking, and were some of the founders, you know, white racists who maybe in their brains did think that that's what they meant. But then, as Mark says, the history of evolving thought around this is that, okay, there were original thinkers who were racists, but we've now eradicated and or made adjustments and amendments to say, you know, no, this is the new version. And I guess this is the other part is that the Constitution is a living document as opposed to an old dead. That's an interesting history lesson that could be, you know, really powerful to talk about and saying, okay, look, originalists, Let's examine what it means to be an originalist, and then let's put this under the microscope of an evolving historical context. Really appropriate, deep, great history lesson if you went in that direction.
That's right. You're right. I mean, and that's the biggest point of all, is that it's an evolving thing. It's, you know, it's a living document, and, you know, we have to look at it that way, but they won't. They want to look at it as only an originalist would look at it. So,
and we got to leave it there.
Yeah.
Dr. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us. You can check out Busted Pencils Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with new podcasts, and also Saturdays.
Hour-long program on Saturday.
On the Civic Media Radio Network, fully leaded education talk. And when we come back in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with Jim Santel all about what's happening at the Supreme Court.
And talking about the mayoral race in New York.
That's right. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.